So if I ask this question, it's a pretty open question. What is the movie about?
Okay, I'm going to give you a straight answer, and I mean this. It's about white supremacy. It's about colonialism. It's about and I say white supremacy because it was the whites that were in charge, and they were the ones that were rigging it to where they would get all the land and the money from the Osages because they felt the Osages didn't deserve it, and a lot of them were doing it in the name of Jesus Christ, you know, in the name of Christianity, and you know, it's better to civilize the Indian, and they don't know how to handle this, they don't know how to handle money, they don't know how to do this, but we can take care of it, and we can do this, and we can do that with it, and it's best for them. It's best for the Osages that we take care of this and then tell them what to do and how to live, and it's about how a race or a certain set of people can be so, with not looking at others as their equal, but as somebody they have to control, and as somebody if they aren't controllable, then they kill them in order to get what they want. And that's been happening for a long time. And that brings up, when I was walking around the hotel the day after that Sunday, these indigenous people from other countries, people of color, and they were like directors from other, you know, other countries. They were there for their own movies, and actors too from their own movies that, you know, didn't have anything to do with Killers of the Flower Moon, but they got to get a ticket to the movie. And I got stopped by so many people of color that were like in tears and going, this movie needed to be made, and this is a movie not just about the Osages, this is a movie about my country in Africa, this is a movie about my country. Another person would say, this is a movie about my country in Malaysia or Indonesia, or this is about my country in South America. And so, I mean, they were coming to me and saying that, and they were like really emotional about why it needs to be said about, and they were of the same thought as me. I mean, it is about colonialism and how it's still going on even now. So that's what I got out of the movie. And I think that since this is, you know, shows about Voices of Oklahoma, I think Oklahomans need to see this, you know, because it happened on the Osage Reservation within Oklahoma. And this is Oklahoma history, but what you need to learn from it is that we all need to treat each other equally and love each other. Everybody, we're all the same. You know, we should all just treat each other as we would treat, you know, ourselves. You know, I was going to say our neighbor, because, but the in the Osages, when the Reign of Terror was going on, our neighbors were killing us. So.
Yeah,
that wouldn't be a good thing to say for me.
No,
but and I don't mean to be glib, but that's just when you asked me, that's what it was about.
Yes, and then we can reference the 1921 race massacre. There are some similarities here as well, and I think it's referenced in the film, isn't it?
Yes, I mean that's, you know, the things that are going on in 1921. When some of the murders were going on, that was going on. That was the 1921 race massacre in Tulsa. You know, like my relatives would go and go through Black Wall Street and shop and then go downtown to Tulsa and shop there. Probably got Osage prices there too, because, you know, they'd come in as brown people coming in to all the finest shops in Tulsa. They jacked up the prices for the Osages, you know.
Because you were so wealthy.
Yeah.
What do you want people to take with them? And maybe you've already said it after viewing the film. What is it we should take away from this?
Well, it's I did already say it. I want them to take away from, I want all Oklahomans to watch it, whether you're a liberal Democrat, whether you're a Republican, whether you're a libertarian, whoever you are, whether you're a Baptist, a Catholic, a Buddhist. I want everybody to go see this movie, and I hope they get out of it that we shouldn't repeat what this happened in the 1920s, but we keep repeating stuff like that over and over again, and it's almost like we're getting ready to repeat it again. But I hope when people come out, I think just everybody needs to watch this and come out with a loving heart to all beings. And that's what I hope comes out of this. And right. I know that's what Marty wants it to come out of this too.
Yeah. The film is 3.5 hours long, and I'm wondering if some think, oh, is it that long? I don't know if I want to go watch that. But did you feel that it was long, or how did it feel to you?
Even though I knew the story, it didn't feel long to me. And from what everybody else I've talked to when I was a kid, they loved it, and they loved the length, and they thought it needed to be that long because it needed to, you know, really get into the depth of what was going on. I think if it was 2 hours, it wouldn't have been able to come across.
I just recently watched the Titanic film, and that was 3 hours and 12 minutes, and it obviously won many, many Academy Awards, so the length didn't hold it against that. And speaking of Academy Awards, don't you think that there'll be many that will come as a result of this film?
Yeah, I don't see how it can't. I don't see how it can't be up for Best Picture and Best Cinematography, Best Music, and then Best Actor and Best Actress. Lily got Gladstone, and, you know, De Niro was great as Hell. And so, I mean, there's a lot of and there'll be Best Supporting Actors in it too. Yeah, I don't see how it can't be up for all the awards.
Yeah. Well, since I'm a voting member, I'm going to vote for you. How's that?
Well, I'll take that.
All right. Well, Yancey, I sure appreciate this insight going behind the scenes, and I want people to listen to this and other interviews I've done with Chief Standing Bear, with Joe Connor there in Fairfax, and I've interviewed David Gran. I'm putting them all together so they can listen to all this before they even see the film. So it's great background for that viewing.
That's great. Yeah. And David Gran's a great friend, and he's and I know David Connor, and I know Jeffrey Sandberg, so those were all well picked.
Yeah. Okay.
And they're all knowledgeable.
Well, I hope to meet you someday, Yancey, and I do appreciate you visiting with me this morning.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it too, sir.
All right. So. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.